Alright, peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to everybody on the check-in. Today we're going to talk about something important. But first and foremost, I would like to thank a guy by the name of Tim. Thank you for your donation, for contributing to the channel. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, man. Pray that God blesses you and your family for sending out that donation, all right? Now, we got some videos available on the Patreon as well. All right, if you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. All right, these videos are very deep. They've been doing pretty good. You got the Kabbalah and Poseidon and Israeli Mossad connection. 1 hour of predictive programming in media. That's a whole hour of just predictive programming. You know what I'm saying? And then you got propaganda, which has been regulated. All right. So, yeah, man, we're going to talk about some things today. Let me just do this real quick. Shout y'all out, man. Let's get it going, man. We're going to talk about some things today. We don't really have a real topic, but we're going to talk about it. Dangling UFO was popping. See, note the greatest. What's going on? Love a girl. Andy, he said, we in this bit. B-Munger Walsh, what's up, black dude? What's going on? What's going on, black man? Eric Terren, Slick, what's going on? Shin, what's up? He said, what's up? Vernon Johnson, David Arona was popping. He said, peace, hope all is well. Yeah, everything good. Justin says, what's going on? Tata, Sky Melvin, Juan Gale, Star Stone 11, Jay Stacks, Lyricist was popping. Gustus, Gemini 123, The Ream 321, Tristan Keenan, J Monster Beats was popping. So yeah, man, we're gonna talk about something very important. And I don't, like I'm saying, I'm not going to stay focused on the topic of a specific person, you know, because today we're going to talk about the secret group, basically how these people become entertainers. That's what we're going to talk about, all right? We're going to talk about how these people become entertainers and then why they're all, you know, doing the same hand signs in the group that they're a part of. All right, when you really look down into this stuff, man, it's really, really sick, though. And I'm going to try to say as much as I can without saying too much. You know what I'm saying? But we got some stuff to talk about, man. Definitely got some stuff to talk about. So without further ado, let's get into it, man. So a lot of people believe that the Illuminati is a group, right? Or some people don't believe it at all. They think it's a conspiracy theory, right? But I'm going to talk about the certain levels, all right? The certain levels that these people have to go through to get in these positions. Because it's not just some, like I told y'all before, it's not just some, you know, random page on Instagram reaching out to you asking you if you want to join the Illuminati. For the most part, that's like a scammer. All right, I'm just being honest with you. It's probably some scammer on the other side trying to sell you a book. All right, they'll mail you a book in the mail and then tell you that the book is worth $800. All right, and if you don't get the book, they'll put a curse on you. This has happened to a lot of people that I know before. And if you're weak-minded and you fall for it, then you know what I'm saying, these are scams. But there are real groups out here. All right, there are real groups out here that involves the music industry. Now we talk about the Israeli community, right? The yarmulkes and all of that. That's one group in particular that, you know, runs entertainment for sure. All right. And then you have the rainbow people. All right. You have the rainbow people. They also run entertainment. All right. And You know, then you have these secret societies. All right, these secret societies and these groups that most people are not aware of, or they're just in denial that this stuff really exists. Because, you know, I guess if it's out of sight, out of mind, you're not gonna really believe it. You know, that's what this whole conspiracy theory thing is about. It's like, you know, you're thinking of the unseen, but in reality, there are groups and people in power that actually can get you in certain positions, all right? Because it's all about networking. So, ever since the dissolution of the official Illuminati, several groups and organizations have tried to keep its legacy going, either by self-proclaimed association or the use of the word Illuminati. This is an article that I'm reading from. During the early 20th century, the Ordo Templi Orientis was founded in the original Illuminati's homeland, which is Italy, all right? Alongside practicing things like yoga and magical masturbation, the organization is perhaps known as once being headed by rumored Satanist Aleister Crowley, but also, interestingly, included Illuminati as one of its highest ranks. All right, so now, if you didn't understand what I just said, right? This group, OTO, or Ordo Templi Orientis, okay, was created by Aleister Crowley. All right, now, some people consist and say, okay, well, he was the one that included the Illuminati as a higher rank. Because at this time, Aleister Crowley was very popular. He was very popular, and you know, he studied a lot of these occultic religions. All right, so this is why he was like, when you look at a lot of these musicians and you know people like the Beatles and a lot of these people, Jay-Z with the Do Without Will, you know, Absol, you know, he talks about, he, you know, asked Aleister Crowley for answers. These people know that Aleister Crowley studied the occult, you know what I'm saying? So technically, he is their god. When it comes to the occult, he's delved into ancient mysticism, Egyptology, all kinds of things. Magic, sex magic, all different kinds of occult practices. All right, supposedly more closely associated to the original movement is the Illuminati Order, which via its rather primitive website promotes goals such as absolute equality, global health and sanitation, the end of hunger and misery, and the abolition of taxes. All right, now think about what I just said. If you actually studied Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, right? This is basically in the agenda, all right? Cleaning up the world, they want a green earth. You know what I'm saying? They want to try to end hunger and, you know, everyone will be on a communist way of living, all right? Now, let's talk about these hand gestures, all right, hand signs. Why does all of these entertainers do the same hand sign? All right, as you can see, that's the Masonic secret of silence, all right? All of these celebrities practice this. All of them are in it. All of them are involved. Why? To swear to keep a secret. To keep a secret from the general public. All right. Now, what I want to explain to y'all is there are levels. Okay. So if you go out there and just assume that you're going to take a picture like this and get recruited, you know, they may ask you some questions that you don't know the answers to. And that's how they're going to know you faking. All right. So when you decide, and a lot of people, we're going to talk about groomers as well, all right, but if you decide on your own to be an entertainer, okay, there's steps you gotta take. Unfortunately, you don't just go out and create music and then, you know, become a big hit. You know what I'm saying? There's steps you have to take. Now, these steps, right, can involve with grooming at a very young age. So, say for instance, your parents or grandparents or your guardian at the time. Your guardian may have connection to these groups. Okay? Could be a family relative, could be a close relative, doesn't matter who it is. But your relative may have some ties in these groups, right? And if they see the potential in you, because when you're a child, you can mold a child however you want. But when they see the potential in you, okay, this is where the grooming stage begins. So a lot of these child star actors and child musicians, you know, they've basically been groomed to be in this. All right? They've been groomed to be in this. Now, if you're going to take the route on your own, okay, like I said, there are secret societies. Okay, there are secret societies out here. And there are people within the music business and Hollywood that have connections to these groups. This is why you see all of these entertainers doing the same hand gesture. Doesn't matter if they're in sports, hip-hop, Hollywood, modeling. It doesn't matter. They're all involved in it. Every last one of them. So your favorite rapper, right, may have participated in a ritual. All right? Your favorite singer, your favorite actor. It doesn't matter if it's gospel music or not. Doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't even matter if it's jazz. Okay? We're not even playing in this, but it's there. The goal of socialism is communism. So let's talk about these groups and the steps that it takes for you to be initiated into this industry. Now, if you're on the Patreon, you probably heard me discuss this before, but I'm gonna break it down for people in similar terms so that they can understand. All right, now let's say you decide you want to rap in high school, okay? When you want to rap in high school. Now, most people that decide that they want to become rappers, you know, they know they have the talent at a young age, but it's not until they become maybe about 13, 14, 15 that they start taking music seriously, okay? If you are good or talented, right? And this is part of grooming as well. There are people involved in schools, okay, that will reach out to you. A lot of these musicians that we know, you know, for the most part of me doing a lot of history on this stuff, they've all been involved in some type of music class at a young age, every last one of them. So it starts at very young, right? When you leave high school, or if you're groomed during that time, but when you leave high school, right, you have certain groups and you decide to go to college. You have certain groups, and I'm going to break it down to the point where you'll understand it, but you have certain groups such as fraternities or sororities. Now, most people say, well, which one is bad and which one is good? It doesn't matter. They all messed up, if you ask me. Now, if you joined the sorority or fraternity out there, and, you know, I'm not here to persuade you to leave. There's plenty of other videos out there on YouTube that speak about what goes down in these fraternities and sororities, right? But when you get to a certain level, all right, when you get to a certain level, such as joining a secret society, you must follow the steps. Now, when you go into this college, right, and you make a pledge to a sorority or group or fraternity, right, what happens is you have to now participate in that group. You must go to the meetings. You must go to the parties. You must stand firm with your brothers or whatever, your sisters, whatever y'all call yourselves. And then once you leave there, right? Now I'm going to be honest with you. If you are okay with another man, for you to be a straight man, and you okay with another man spitting an egg in your mouth, or if you're okay with another man spanking your behind with a paddle, okay? Ladies, are you okay with doing some type of weird gestures with cucumbers? Are you okay with going through hazing? You know, being embarrassed in front of the whole school, where a guy just comes and yanks your bra off in front of everybody. Are you okay with this? If you are, then the next step won't be hard for you. The next step will not be hard for you at all. Then comes the secret societies. The secret societies. There are numerous secret societies out there. All right. Some say the Eastern Stars or the Freemasons or you can even count the Nation of Islam. Okay. There are plenty of groups out there. All right, plenty of groups. Now I'm just gonna be so real with you. There's Christianity is considered one of these groups too. If you belong to a church and you're very talented, I mean so talented that it's undeniable. You know, you're leading the choir. Your pastor can get you a record deal. Yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. I'm sure he has connections within the industry. I'm sure of it. Especially if you go to one of those big churches, you know, the congregation is over 200 people. Oh, yeah, he's definitely got connections in the industry. Why do you think you see T.D. Jakes and P. Diddy hanging out? You understand? When you join these groups, right, you must go through initiation processes. You must go through it. Whether you feel comfortable riding a plastic goat, or you just want a grown man to walk you around in a circle like a dog. Okay? These things are a part of the process. They're part of the process. Now, you thinking, okay, Jay, there's three levels in this fraternity, right? There's three levels. When I get to the third level, do I still make it? Possibly not. I can't begin to tell you how many Freemasons are out there that are not famous. Okay? They're rappers, but they just don't go anywhere. How they make a living, I couldn't tell you. But there are a lot of Freemasons out there that are rappers. And there are some that are good. But then you have pawns. You have pawns. And this goes back to what I was saying about being groomed at a young age. You have pawns. Or some may call them puppets. But these people are specifically picked, hand-picked. All right? And what happens is if the person is not talented, all right, and he doesn't have some ties to that organization, right? What happens is they can write your music for you. They can pick your beats. They can style you, dress you, build you into this super, super, super duper entertainer where just everybody just worships you, right? It's sad. And I'm going to say this. When you get higher up in those groups, right, the more devilish business you got to do. Why do you think a lot of these entertainers, right, they go through this process and they think, yeah, I'm just going to join, you know, this fraternity or this this secret society, this group or whatever, right? And they go through the steps and the process that they need to take to become famous. And there's only one or two things that happens. They either don't want to be famous anymore, or they just fall completely off, right? They stop leaving it alone. They stop practicing the certain things. There are very few people that you see that are still out there doing the same thing. Very few. A lot of them want out. But then they think about it, right? They think about it. How will I go back to being a normal person when I'm famous now? And that's the thing that they have to live with, because when you take that oath, you're in this for life. You're in it for life. And the consequences and repercussions are sometimes deadly. Going up this whole concept of what it takes to be famous. I mean, there are people still out here that want to be famous. All right? There are people that desire to be famous still. If the opportunity came knocking at their door, they would answer it. Right? But then you always got to remember, this stuff comes with a price. It comes with a price. All the time, we see people just constantly going through mental breakdowns. I can name a few. What's causing them to go through this? Doesn't matter the age or anything. They've all gone through it. Britney Spears, Martin Lawrence, Beyonce, Kanye West. I mean, do we have to keep going on? When you get to these levels, right? And we always say, yeah, he's in the Illuminati. They in the Illuminati. See, they're just pawns and puppets for these people. Because it's bigger than that. And you want to know something so ironic about a celebrity? They never die rich. Everybody that was so-called an entertainer, right, and reached $1 billion, somehow they just managed to touch that money for a few months, and next thing you know, kaputs, everything's gone. Look at P. Diddy, for example, right? He was a billionaire. Now he's on the run. Look at Kanye West. The banks told him, we don't even want your money. You see, this is what it's all about here. You're not gonna get away with none of this stuff. And when you join these groups, it's all temporary. It's all temporary. Some people say, I want to die a legend. Do you know the trauma that's got to be, where, you know, people won't let your soul rest in peace? People are steadily mentioning Tupac Shakur's name, Michael Jackson's name. You understand? These people can't get a break. But they signed up for that. They signed up for it. The higher up you go on this ladder, all right, that you're thinking is real, because it's not real, it's all a facade. The higher up you go, the more sinister it gets. I'm telling you, these people are very demonic. And they do weird things with children. See, they can't tell you the secrets. They can't tell you the secrets. They can't tell you what goes on in these fraternities, in these lodges. They can't tell you what goes on with these occult practices, these groups that they belong to. And there are plenty more. I've told y'all about these secret Saturn worshiping cults, right? Where these people are wearing all black. That's just an update from Satanism. But Satanism is the forefront. That's what they want you to pay attention to. They want you to pay attention to the Satanic Temple that's in Michigan or California. Oh, it's those people. Do I have to join them to be rich? No. Because there's an underlying group that you're not even aware of. You have to get invited to this stuff. Think about Kanye's Sunday service, for example. How could anybody attend if you didn't know where it was located? But if you got an invite, right? If you got an invite, oh, you're special. You're special. See, now the reason why this whole finger over the lip thing, right, that you see a lot of these entertainers doing, like I said, it's to keep silence, right? An oath of secrecy, to swear to never tell the general public what is going on, what practices take place. Why do you think that they have to go to a deserted island to do these nasty and disgusting things? Now, the further up you go, right? The further up you go, you got the government. Now, the government consists of the police, the banking system, all right? The school system, religion. Because like I said, every last entertainer has to be a part of this group. Let's break it down. Let's break it down for y'all. I got time today. Let's break it down. I showed you guys this before, but I want you guys to get a clear understanding of what goes on. I promise you, it's no joke. Let's take a look here. Let's get you guys on the screen real quick. Let's take a look. Now, so we're down here at the bottom. But these entertainers, right? These entertainers belong right over here to the right in media. They're the ones that keep us under control. Then you have next to this the education system. But I find this to be so ironic that a lot of people are waking up and realizing that the education system is pointless, right? Then you have the governments. All right, you have the governments, the Secret Service, military, police, prisoners, court. These are people that keep us enslaved. But mind you, they're also the individuals that control the media as well. All right, then you have religion over here as well. Now, the corporations, right, these are the people that fund these different things on the bottom. right? So you got gas companies, you got consumers, right? You got all of these retail and all of this stuff, banks and all of this, right? These are the people that fund this. Your church goes to the bank and gets a loan, voila, they got a church now. All right, all they have to do is fill out a form and they got a church, and that church can make money, unlimited money for free, right? As long as they're keeping you enslaved. Then above them, you know, you have the world financial control, all right? The central banks, tax revenue, interest revenue, Bank of International Settlements, World Bank, the IMF, all right? All of this stuff is real talk. All of this stuff is real talk. It's all real. Now, at this round table, right? At this round table, you got these people that are called the Council of 13, right? Or the Council of Relations, some may call it. These people make the decision. This is what you would call, I'll say, this is what you would call the families, all right? The families that own or govern your state from different divided states. These are the people that own these banks and all of this stuff, right? They the ones that print the federal notes. But, oh, no, it goes higher than that. You have the Olympians. Now, the Olympians is what we may call, what we all may call, all right, the bloodlines. Now, these people right here, it's a few of them. It's a few of them. You're going to have the Rothschilds, the Astors, okay, the Bilderbergs, all of these people. These are the groups that run the world. All right, then above them, you got the Zionists. You got the World Economics Forum. Now, when we see the whole concept of BRICS, right? Y'all remember BRICS when I was talking about the central banking digital currency, right? All of that stuff. I'm all over the place, but I'm letting y'all know that this is all a structure. Above that, these people come together to make decisions for the world. So when we're talking about the Illuminati, that's just the surface level. That's the surface level. But every last person... See, this is why when you look at these celebrities, right, they no different than you and me. Why? Because they're reachable. They're touchable. They may be in a mansion, but they're touchable. If you tried right now to find a person like Warren Buffett, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, okay, these people would be they would be so hard to find. I'm telling you. You would literally have to follow them, you private investigators, right? This is the only way that you can actually find them. Now, when you see this practice, they sign up for this, not to tell you the truth. Because if they told you the truth, then they could become victims for misleading you. Just imagine if you knew that these individuals, right? They had the power just to snap their fingers and change your hardships right now within the blink of an eye. But they don't do that. Their job is to keep you down. That's their job. So when we take a look at this, right, and I'm gonna end it very quickly, but These groups, these organizations, these fraternities, these secret clubs that these people are involved in, right? I'm just going to be quite honest. They all are in occultic practices, which we already know, right? You don't just get famous out of nowhere. There's no such thing as luck in this business. There's no such thing. These people don't own their lives. They won't tell you that though. But they don't own their lives. The saddest part about this is that they're misleading the youth. They're misleading our children. Because if you in your 25s, 20s, all right, 30s, 40s, 50s, you should already kind of be hip to this stuff right here. Right? You should already kind of be hip to this stuff. But if you're 11 years old and you're listening to Sexy Red telling you to bend, get hands on your knees and do all of this perverted stuff, turning you into a promiscuous woman, then, you know, you realize that you've been misled when you got older, right? You follow the steps of Sexy Red. Oh, I'm just gonna make a song where I'm shaking my butt, right? And your song don't do nothing. Now all of a sudden, you upset. And you're mad. You're mad at everyone. Because you've been lied to. You've been misled. Because you weren't invited into the group. Ah, but they can't tell you that. They cannot tell you that. See, you have to be handpicked for this. Did you guys know that Lorenz Tate is the grandson of Red Fox? Yes, yes. Shh, they, Jay, don't tell nobody. You have to be handpicked for this. And then this is where this whole gatekeeper thing comes into play, because you got rappers that know that you're talented, right? From your neighborhood, from your town, right? But they will not give you an opportunity because you're not a part of the group. You're not a part of the group. I just wanted to spit some facts for you guys today. And I thank y'all for tuning in, man. I'm gonna shout out a few people. And I'll end this live real quick. I'm gonna shout out some people, man. I wanna shout out my man BP, man. BP, man. I hope that God blesses you. I hope that the Most High blesses you, all right, with anything you desire, all right? Thank you. I thank you for that donation, my brother. Salute. Salute to my man, Xavier Jones. I thank you, man, for that blessing, all right? Gratitude, my brother. All right, he said, peace. Thank you, man. You're going to be blessed tenfold as well. Trayvon, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man, for that donation as well. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate everybody in the check-in. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get that off my chest because there's a lot of kids out here that are, you know, blind to the fact that this stuff really goes on. So it may not be a shock to you, like, yeah, Jay, you said this already. We know this already. But there are children and grown adults that just can't figure this stuff out. They don't understand why it's happening. Why am I not getting famous? Why am I not being handpicked? All right? Because there are groups out here. Now, these specific groups are a long list of groups that you got to go and do your research on. But they're out there. They're definitely out there. Salute the Lit Twerker. Awesome work you putting in. Keep going, Jay, young sir. Thank you so much. Best Life said, choose Christ. Yes, choose Christ. If that's what works for you, choose Christ. As long as it's righteous. All right? As long as it's righteous, man. You know, just be careful with tapping into certain things and certain energy, okay? Because if you are unaware of what this stuff does, you may go down a deep hole and never come back. All right? And lose your sanity. All right? Jay Falica said, these kids, Jay, they don't know what they be doing or what they even acting like. This is true, but I mean, if you are allowing an entertainer to lead your child, all right, you know, we're failing. All right, we're failing. These things should be stopped immediately. Daughter of Almighty God said, all of them are shady. Yes, they all are. There's not one. Even your underground rappers are a part of the program. Yes. Even him. Even her. Yes. Daughter of Almighty God said their own parents don't know either. Yeah, I mean, I truly believe their parents do know. Their parents do know. This is why you have people like R. Kelly, where certain people's parents were selling their children to him. So the parents do know. They're part of the program for the most part too sometimes. Okay? Just always remember, none of this is by coincidence.